This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Well, perhaps you have seen or heard about the Graston technique. It's a technique that tends to use tools that, in my opinion, look maybe a little bit primitive, but I can assure you our guest today on PT Talker is going to let you know that the tools are not primitive, but actually very specific in what they do. So welcome to our guest, Jackie Shaker, who is a DPT, ATC, massage therapist working in Massachusetts. Welcome, Jackie.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
27 years working in the field. You are now currently employed where?
I currently work for a small private practice in Massachusetts, Central Mass Physical Therapy and Wellness, and I see patients between 20 and 30 hours a week, and that's where I primarily use the Graston technique as part of my approach to treating musculoskeletal injuries. I also teach full-time. I'm a professor at a community college, Mount Wachusett Community College in Gardner, Massachusetts. I teach in a physical therapist assistant curriculum.
Uh-huh.
And then most recently just assumed a part-time consultative position as the clinical advisor for the Graston technique.
Yes. And thus the reason we're speaking to you today.
Yeah.
So now I am very familiar with the Graston technique. I actually knew David Graston probably 20 years ago because I'm actually from Indianapolis and that's where he got his start. But the Graston technique has really taken off and has become, well, obviously you're in Massachusetts and I know there are practitioners actually all over the world. Can you tell a little bit about what the Graston technique is for our listeners who may be unaware of this program?
Absolutely. Well, the Graston technique has appeal for any clinician, and it is a multidisciplinary program. In other words, we educate chiropractors, athletic trainers, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and basically, it is a system of instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization. So the indications for using the technique are any time that a person has a soft tissue lesion, whether it be some type of tendinosis, overuse syndrome, following surgery, where soft tissue work would be indicated. That's typically when I would consider using the Graston technique. And, you know, the other prong of the technique is it's not just the instruments. Yes, the Graston technique involves six stainless steel patented instruments, but it also includes using the instruments in conjunction with the specific rehabilitative exercises that, you know, whatever's indicated, you know, once the patient is evaluated.
Mm-hmm. So now these tools that we're talking about, and I've seen there's been probably a couple of generations that I'm probably familiar with, but they're stainless steel?
Yes.
Okay.
The stainless steel instruments. There's a number of different systems of instrument-assisted. I have seen plastic. I have seen wooden. The Graston instruments, the stainless steel instruments, are the original instruments that were developed. And the company, you know, back when it was David Graston with a couple of other primaries, they researched every different type of material, and they basically found stainless steel to be far superior in terms of achieving their outcomes working on the soft tissues. And that's why they chose the stainless steel and then patented the instruments.
Now, doesn't David say you can actually get feedback through the stainless steel tools?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. You know, as a manual therapist myself, like you said, 27 years of experience, I was very skeptical because up until the time I started to use the Graston instruments, my best tools were my hands.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at the instruments as being something that might make my hands less sensitive. And, you know, to my pleasure, it has been quite the opposite. I compare the instruments to a stethoscope. So in other words, if you were listening to a heartbeat and you wanted information about the quality, you would use a stethoscope to enhance what you were hearing. soft tissues, whether it be skin, ligament, muscle, tendon, they resonate underneath the instruments. So I actually feel more with the instruments, just like I hear more with a stethoscope, and it has just really opened up my practice. I feel things in my patients' tissues that I honestly would have missed with my hands alone.
Okay, yeah. So a set of tools then is there are different shapes and sizes,
yes,
in order to allow you to do different things.
Yes, there are a number of different strokes that we teach, you know, people that participate in the training. The instruments, they're different sizes, obviously they contour. You're not going to use the same instrument on the hand if you were treating a carpal tunnel, mm-hmm, as you would, say, on the thigh if you were treating a hamstring strain. So the six different instruments have a number of different treatment edges, and that is how the clinician decides what would work best for the given lesion that they're treating.
Okay. So let's say I have a hamstring strain.
Mm-hmm.
What am I actually doing with the Graston instrument?
Okay. Well, first and foremost, the key to using the instruments correctly would be to evaluate the patient, and via the evaluation, determine that there's a soft tissue lesion that would be amenable or treatable by use of the instruments. And I use the instruments as part of my evaluation. In other words, you know, if it is a hamstring, I'm going to examine that entire lower extremity, not just the hamstring muscle itself. I'm going to examine it using the instruments, and the instruments are going to guide my hands in terms of where I want to direct my treatment with other instruments, with the specific strokes that we teach people as part of the training.
Mm-hmm. So now once you've done the evaluation, then there's a treatment component. Are the,
yes,
tools then used for treatment, or is it simply
evaluated?
Exactly. Okay.
Yes, yes. So out of the six instruments, some of the instruments are used more for what we call scanning, and that's where you would examine the extremity. And then some of the edges on some of the instruments are more specifically designed for the treatment strokes.
Okay. And so what am I going to do with an edge exactly?
Okay. Basically, you're going to take the instrument. The clinician is going to take the instrument in their hand. They're going to orient the angle of whatever edge they've chosen, and they're going to actually glide it along the body part. And again, the tissues are going to resonate. It's a little bit difficult to explain.
Yeah, yeah.
And honestly, that's the beauty of the training, is once a clinician puts the instrument in their hand, it is just a wonderful thing to see their eyes light up and see what they, you know, how much more they feel with the instrument as opposed to not.
Uh-huh, it becomes intuitive to them.
Exactly, yes.
So if I'm, am I trying to break something up? Am I trying to move fluid?
Okay.
Am I trying, am I actually trying to accomplish,
okay,
with the edge?
Okay, again, it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. We teach people strokes that will help reduce swelling in an area.
Okay, and reduce. Now let's talk about that. So I'm trying to reduce swelling. How,
yep,
would I do that with an instrument and an edge?
Okay, that's one of the newer applications, but basically you use the instrument almost like a squeegee.
Okay.
So if you have a distal extremity that's swollen, what we would do is teach you some very gentle techniques to almost squeegee the swelling to a larger vessel, and then a different treatment stroke to then push the swelling away.
Okay.
That's a new application that we teach our participants. The original application was using the instruments over an area where scar tissue adhesions had developed following an injury,
mm-hmm,
to actually create a little bit of microtrauma. In other words, inflammation is part of the natural healing process. And sometimes with injuries, a person's body gets stalled in the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do with the instruments is we try to recreate a little bit of controlled microtrauma and inflammation, and therefore restart the healing process. And that's where the second part of the treatment comes in. The appropriate rehabilitative exercise is once you're finished using the instruments, and that occurs within a treatment session. So again, you know, you're asking me some very complex questions because there are different applications for using the instruments depending on what the clinician wants to accomplish.
Yeah. So are there some other applications we might speak about?
Sure.
Okay. Well, then let me ask you a favor. We are actually out of time.
Okay.
But wondering if you would have any interest in coming back and joining us again next week on PT Talker.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, gang, all my listeners out there, I am going to invite Jackie Shaker. Well, I've just invited Jackie Shaker back for next week, and she has agreed to do that. So I think in next week's episode, we will try and speak specifically about some applications that you could use this kind of instrument-assisted technique with. But before we go, Jackie, I just want to ask, is there any correlation between using my hands and using the instruments? I understand that it would not be as good, but is there any correlation?
Honestly, in just a brief sentence, what I would say is the instruments become an extension of the hands.
Okay.
So I don't consider my hands to be separate from the instruments.
Okay. So if I don't have instruments, can I still use some of these techniques you're talking about?
In my opinion, not nearly as effective.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the answer from Jackie Shaker. Okay, Jackie, well, thank you for joining us, and I will look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
All right. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now. I want to remind everyone that you may certainly hear previous episodes of PT Talker on iTunes, or certainly go to our website at www.pttalker.com. Thank you for listening. Remember to tell all your friends about PT Talker, and this is the place to come for PT expertise each and every week. Thank you. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.